It's 9 a.m. in the morning, and already there's a line out the door at the DMV. Who knows how many of these people are here to register their cars? But we do know that in California last year, more than 22 million cars were registered. That's a lot of cars. And Prop 21 plans on getting $18 from every one of those drivers to help fund 278 state parks. Joshua Mendez showed up today to register his 1993 Honda Civic. He has to pay $175, and he's not too thrilled that those fees may go up.
I think they should find another way, because why should we be punished for, driving our cars? It's not like we can do anything about it, even if it passes, right? We're going to have to pay that extra $18 to register our vehicle.
But conservation groups across California say the extra money is necessary.
Those parks are heavily supported already by nonprofit organizations. They do a lot, but yet there is that need for more money to make these necessary maintenance and rehabilitation repairs on our state parks.
That was Jane Adams, the executive director of the California Park and Recreation Society. She says taxpayers will see changes if the proposition is passed.
It may take a year for people to go, oh, I see that building has now been painted, or oh, I see I now have access to restrooms that have been closed.
One DMV manager told me it doesn't matter how much it costs, people will pay. Carlos Cuevas agrees.
You have to do it. You have to renew your plates, and because I need a driver to work. You need to drive around. And if you don't drive, they're going to stop and give you a ticket.
So taxpayers will have to decide what's more important: keeping toilet paper stocked in their state parks, or pocketing that $18. Stephanie Guzman, Annenberg Radio News.